Hello, my friend, and welcome to Your Professional Hype Girl. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am so excited to be chatting with you today. This is a topic that I've had stories come up around this quite often, but I've never really verbally expressed it on a podcast or even on my social media. And so I wanted to share it with you today just because it's been on my heart. My husband and I were actually just having this conversation last week, and it still does kind of screw with my mind. So we're just going to talk it out on the podcast and really see what happens. So I don't know how long maybe you've been experiencing, you know, a troubled relationship with food, but for me, I personally have gone back like trying to remember when I would overeat and trying to remember like when I would use food for comfort. And I remember in like junior high and high school having food stored in my room, like hidden in different places. Like I remember having this drawer in my desk that I had in my room, and underneath like notebooks and things like that, I actually would hide like the fun size Milky Ways. I would buy bags and bags and bags of them. I had a girlfriend who actually worked at Walgreens in like this little plaza. And so we'd either get candy from like the dollar store in the plaza or Walgreens when they'd have like a candy sale or whatever. And so I would stock up on Milky Way or Snickers. And I'd also buy... This is so embarrassing, but whatever, here we are. I would also buy like tubs of the pre-made icing, like frosting you would literally frost a cake with, just chocolate. Sometimes I'd do like the cream cheese, but most of the time it was chocolate. And I would literally store those in my room and eat them whenever I was feeling some type of way. And I remember, like, I was in track for 3 of my 4 years in high school. I was in marching band all throughout high school. And so, like, I had a lot of activities that I was doing. I remember eating a lot of salads with cottage cheese. I'm surprised I still like cottage cheese because I feel like I should be traumatized it by now. But so I remember having, like, healthier habits, or what looked like healthier habits on the outside. But when it came down to it, I had like this hidden secrets in my room. And I was actually talking to my husband about this just last week, you know, and we kind of joked about it like, oh yeah, you hid your food in your room and he would hide his, you know, drugs or whatever. And we all have our history of those sort of things, right? And so it just really made me stop and think about like how long ago this really went back. And the thing that always gets me about having maybe an addictive mindset or overeating or hiding a relationship that you may not even show to the world with food is truly that in any other form of abuse, when it comes to substances or whatever, you're told you need to quit this cold turkey, right? Like if somebody is addicted to alcohol or drugs or whatever, the outcome is not for you to only just take a little bit here and then, right? Here and every so often. But with food, unfortunately, we still need to eat it in order to stay alive because we need substance, right? We need foods that are nourishing our bodies. And so that was a really big, like, why? Why did it have to be food for me? The thing that I love the most and the thing that emotionally I'm drawn to, right? In my family, you ate when you were happy. You know, I remember growing up and my grandpa probably bought all of like every single fried food item there was in the grocery store. I swear we had it at Christmases and stuff. And there were just Nescos filled with that kind of stuff. And we'd have desserts and we'd have the fried things and we'd have all this. And you know, when we were sad, we would eat. When we were bored, we would eat. And so it was just this lifelong pattern of no matter what your emotion is, there's a food to comfort you for that. And so I had gotten into the pattern big time, right? Of course, of going to food no matter what my emotion was. And over the past 18 months or so, I'd say, it's taken a lot of undoing. It's taken a lot of recognizing what emotions especially trigger me to want to go and eat those foods. And that takes a lot of self-reflection. It takes a lot of the undoing, and it takes a lot of the finding something better to replace it, right? Because it's easy. It's easy to say, I'm upset and go and grab a bag of chips. It's easy to say, I'm stressed and so I'm gonna go buy a cake and then I'm gonna go eat it. For me, it's brownies, right? Or pizza. So that's where the work really started coming in, was I'm feeling this and now it's time to find a healthy way of coping with that. So in my program that I'm offering, we talk a little bit about, you know, what kind of action steps can you take when you are starting to feel emotions, right? Because I'd love to say that, you know, you start your health journey or you're on your health journey and you are feeling great, you're motivated, you're excited, you're seeing progress constantly, you have no stress, you're sleeping wonderfully, you got no problems in your life. But this is not a fairy tale. We are living in the real world. And so we need real world solutions to when we have stress come up, when we have a situation come up that forces us to want to take the wrong path, right? And so I'm excited that this is going to help give people alternative ways of dealing with their emotions, right? And it's simple things, and I'm going to give you some of them because, you know, I think there's a difference between listening to a podcast that's free and actually going through the work and integrating this. So some of them have to do with movement. When you physically change your physiology, right? When you start moving your body, you are changing the state of your emotions. So movement is huge. For some people, it's, you know, I love my trampoline. I love having it because it's accessible in my house. It's simple. It's easy on the joints. And when you first start, like it can tire you out in like 2 minutes, but if you keep going, you could be on that sucker for a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour. It's good for like your lymphatic system and moving all that. So that's a really great one. I also love just getting on my treadmill, or if I can, if it's decent enough out, right? I live in Wisconsin, so sometimes the weather does not always cooperate, but just getting outside in nature, no distractions, no phone, no audiobook, no podcast even, and taking a walk in nature. Another thing I had a brain fart for a second. Another one is actually journaling. And so oftentimes these feelings just need a moment to like be with you. Oftentimes we're trying to find a solution to something that we just need a moment to hear what it is that this emotion wants from us, a moment to be with this emotion, right? If you have a child and your child is upset, sometimes just the act of being together, of you being with your child, and they may not want to talk about it, they have that moment of being upset and they just need to be with you. Sometimes just that 5 minutes together, 10 minutes together, 2 minutes together is making them feel better, right? So just sitting in that emotion and being, right? And sometimes journaling that out really helps too. Another one is, okay, I talked about like the desire to eat, right? And so sometimes it's just a matter of giving our body something in place of actual food. So for me, the thing that helps me a ton is a warm liquid. So I don't know why, but our body's like fooled by thinking it's fuller when we have a warm liquid. And so You can have tea. I'm not really a big tea person, but I have it in my house in case of emergency. But I save, like, every day I have about 100 extra calories, and that's for like, 100 to 200. And that's for like supplements. You guys know I drink ketones, so like I include that. So I don't really have those extra calories in the day because I am utilizing them with like supplements and greens and that sort of thing. But it's also like in case of emergency. So I have this like chocolate collagen powder that I'll use, and I'll put that in some almond milk or even just in some warm water. And it's like I'm having a little hot chocolate, and that warmth just makes me feel better. It makes me feel fuller. It's getting rid of that temporary feeling of I gotta eat something, right? And then eventually that moment that we're experiencing will pass. Another thing, and probably the final thing that I'm gonna share, is just talking it out with someone. Sometimes you just need to vent, you need to get it out, you need to have a sounding board. And so maybe you have that person, maybe you're gonna join the group and find that person, right? Or maybe you simply share it in a note on your phone. Like there's voice clip notes on your phone, and you can literally verbalize it and talk it out with yourself and then just delete it. Like I have definitely done that before, because sometimes it really is just a matter of getting it out, talking out why you're feeling this way. And I do this when I like walk sometimes. And it really just makes me feel better. So yeah, people think I'm probably talking to myself, or maybe they think I got an earbud in and I'm talking to somebody else. I don't care. The beautiful thing about us aging is as we age, like I think your level of give a damn just goes way, way, way down. Like I was having a conversation at the gym this morning with a friend, and he was talking about how some girl at the gym was upset that he never says hi to her, and I'm like, man, you just get to a point where you just don't care about those things anymore. If somebody doesn't want to say hi to you, then they can't be upset that you're not saying hi to them, right? So, I wish we had this knowledge when we were younger, but it's just a matter of going through life and experiencing it for yourself, right? So I hope this was helpful. I hope some of these practices are something you can put into play for yourself when you are experiencing this. Food addiction is challenging because sugar is addicting. They say it's more addicting than cocaine. It's that like that's crazy to me. And the fact that we have all of these readily accessible treats and products available not only in our grocery store but in every gas station and everywhere you go, things are loaded with sugar, right? And so it's so easy to grab for something like that instead of truly figuring out what it is that's going on with you, why you're feeling the way you are, and just being with it for just a minute and saying, like I recognize that this is why I'm feeling this way, and kind of giving yourself that treatment as if you're mothering yourself, you're parenting yourself, you're giving yourself room to feel those feelings, and you're not copping out with a solution like food, and that takes a lot of work. So if you're in this process or you're ready to start this process, I'm just so proud of you because this is a huge step into your health journey. And I'm always here to hype you on during this process. Until next time, bye.